You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action create lasting wealth, and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has. Giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed. Walk out of the middle class. Become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book? The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated of the day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family, you just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it, this is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Okay? All you want for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet. Woo! I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Shh. Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. If you are in a position to, we do ask that you turn on your cameras so we can see your wonderful smiling faces and feel your amazing energy. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to put it in the chat. Raise your hand if you have a question, or at the bottom of your page, you'll see Manage Participants. You can click that button. Click that button. Another page will populate. And at the bottom of that page, the little blue hand you'll see at the bottom left corner of that page, click that and the blue hand will come up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this evening for the CEO's conference call. I'm now going to turn it over to my business partner, Ms. Grace Y. Sandals.
Welcome again to tonight's CEO conference call. I am going to get out of the way of greatness and let this gentleman come about to let you know how to follow the system. This gentleman has been retired since the age of 29. He is now 30 years old. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, he is now 38 years old. He don't mind me telling you his age. He's now 38 years old, doing it real big for a number of years. I mean, over 20, because this gentleman, if you want to know a gentleman who knows how to get money and how to get things done, this is the gentleman you need to listen to. If you need to know how to follow the system, this is the gentleman you need to listen to. If you need to know how to dominate, this is the gentleman to listen to. If you need to know how to draw more things to you that you desire through this law of attraction, this is the gentleman you need to listen to. If you listen, whatever you need, this is the gentleman you need to listen to, okay? You name it, this gentleman knows about it and knows how to get it done. CEO of the ATSJR company, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I definitely appreciate you. I don't know everything. I just stay in my gift, and I only talk when I'm in my gift. Nevertheless, I am so grateful for all of you being here. We will be talking about going over the system. I will tell you a few things before that. But in the meantime, can we just pause and admire this hair going on with Tempest? It is laid right. I don't know how to describe it because I'm a guy, but it is up and down, over to the right, whatever that means. I'm sure that's a hairstyle. It is pretty. Lips are shiny. It is pretty. Whatever that is, it is pretty. We do appreciate it. Here's one thing I want to tell all of you while we're started. You need to be vehemently focused on wealth. And you're going to have the same 2019 roll into this year. Your problem is not problems. Your problem is you don't have enough money. And you really, really need to focus on having enough money. You absolutely do. Your problem is not problems. It is you are a clog in a system that forces you to have problems. I'm going to talk a tad bit more about that and how you get out of that, but you need to receive. Your problem is money, and that you don't have enough. And nearly 99.9% of the problems that you have can be solved with money. And you let people in power that don't have money, but they get money from donations and people, tell you that money doesn't solve problems, but it does. It does. Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV and one of the worst eras to get it. Right? Yep. He's still here, ain't he? Mm. money. Remember that. Okay? Money helps. Tempest, to you.
That's what you want me to follow up? Money? Okay. Okay. So good evening, everyone. Thank you for giving us time from your Sunday evening before you head into a prosperous week. I never know what to say on these calls. At 8:59, I never have a thought in my head. And then either Antonio will say something or text something or put something in a group chat and it sparks an idea. But I'm glad that you talked about money, because maybe this is why this has been on my heart for a while. Growing up, I grew up in a low-income neighborhood where people sold drugs on the corner and all that kind of stuff. And no one talked about money, at least not in a positive way. I never heard of multiple streams of income till I got grown. And I wasn't surrounded by people who talked about generational wealth or leaving a legacy or anything like that. And nothing against my grandparents or my mom, they just didn't know, right? We didn't talk about multiple streams of income. We didn't talk about, you know, leaving a legacy. We knew how to survive for the day. We knew if we made it to the end of the day, that was success for us, right? Or we made it to a payday, that was success. So I think I'm going to talk about that. I think that a lot of us are afraid to be successful because we feel like we're going to disrespect someone from our past, someone from our ancestry line or something like that, somewhere deep on the inside of us, to where opportunities such as APS Network pops up and we don't take a chance on it. We sit on the calls and... Next week we sit on the calls, and the next week we sit on the calls, but we don't take action because we want success, but we're afraid to take a step toward success. We're afraid that if I take a step and succeed, what will happen? We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of walking through the darkness or walking through the wilderness to get to prosperity or get to what we know is already inside of us. And I said this last week and I'll say it again, you don't have to do anything. Just make a list and pass your list on to the person who invited you here. And your list can become your prosperity, but only if you believe in yourself enough and only if you give yourself permission to be successful. Only if you give yourself permission to create another stream of income or to leave a legacy or to stop worrying about how bills are going to get paid. I think we're so comfortable where we are that we don't want to leave it behind. We don't want to leave behind the mindset of stressing out about bills or stressing out about healthcare or stressing out about the economy. So it's comfortable sitting on this phone call because you don't really have to do anything except dial in and sit there. It's comfortable showing up to the training calls during the week because you don't have to participate. You don't have to start your business. You don't have to grow your business. You can just sit here and say, well, I showed up. I came to the conference. I came to the workshop. I came to church. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. Now you do your part. And we're literally saying all you got to do is sit here and write a list and someone else will do the rest. Someone named Denver just popped on. I hope that's my brother. Send me a text. But I hope that you give yourself permission on this 19th day of this year that you said was going to be your year to win. I hope you give yourself permission to win. I hope you give yourself permission
to create this stream of income and to become successful and to be that success story and to be that whatever it is that your dreams are. All you have to do is literally write some names down. And I hope and pray that your prosperity is worth enough to you that you will grab a piece of paper or a note app or a text and just write some stuff down. Write some names down, and an email address and a phone number, so you can create what you want. So when the economy crashes, you're not worrying about how to pay your mortgage. Or when something happens on your job, you're not worrying about how you're going to pay your bills. Or, not trying to be funny, in the event that you pass away, someone else is not worried about how to raise money to put you in the ground. Don't leave this earth being a burden to someone else. Be a blessing to someone else. And this is a wonderful opportunity, an easy way. I wish this was available in 2011 because we could have avoided a lot of heartbreak. We could have avoided a lot of hungry days. We could have avoided a lot of repossessions and lights being turned off and water being turned off and being broke and broken and lonely. So take a chance on you and your prosperity, on you and your future, you and the generation after you. Just make a list and turn it in and watch your money grow. Antonio?
Yeah, let's stick with watch your money grow. I want to teach you about the system. Temp has already said it. It's very simple. As where it is right now, as where the network marketing company is right now, which is moving, which is just fine, write a name and a phone number down and give it to someone that knows how to make a phone call. That's it. That's the system. Let me tell you something about making money. I want all of you to listen to me because some of you are sitting here at six figures, but you have a job. That's not your six figures. It's not. It's not. You did not earn that. If I take it from you, you can't get it back. You should receive me. If you have six figures, $150,000, $200,000, someone needs to tell you that if you're working for it, if you're trading time for money, you're poor. Period. Because if I take the person away who is generating that money, you're done for. You miss your house payment. It's over. Write a phone number down. Put a name on it. Send it to your upline who can make a phone call. Let me tell you something else that wealthy people understand. That all systems should be simple if they're going to be duplicatable. The reason why you like your iPhone or your Android is because your thumb can work it. The reason why the remote control will never go out of style is because you can sit on your bum, use your thumb, and direct millions of dollars to your pleasurable entertainment. If you are not following the system, what's the system? Write a number down. Put a name on top of it. Send it to someone that can make a phone call. Step two inside that. And then tell the person you just wrote the name down, someone's actually going to call them. Hey, Jerome, Grace is going to call you. She's fantastic. And I recommended you for a fantastic opportunity. That's it, brother. She's going to call you. Okay. What about Grace? And she is working with blah, 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 she's et cetera. I'm telling you, I've been following this for 2 years. She is legit. All right, got you, brother. Cool. Boom. System complete. Yes, ma'am.
I have three people personally who are following what he just said. They're on the call. Their names are, if this is the Desmond, if it's not the Desmond that Tempest knows, Desmond Easley, Charmone Mitchell, Kiara Pritchett. They send me names almost every day, and they tell the people that I'm going to call them, and they await my call.
Congratulations to all three of you. If you keep doing that, you will change your wealth. Let's repeat. If you got $150,000 or something like that, and you're not the Antonio Smith that created that $150,000, you're poor. Don't let your aunt tell how I wish, how she wishes her child was just like you. You're poor. Okay? That's what I said. I also told you, write a phone number down, put a name on it, send it off. Then number three, somebody should be putting this in chat. Number three, I told you, hey, then go ahead and edify the person that's going to call. Here's the fourth thing I'm going to tell you now. Are you ready? Because it's worse than anything I've told you thus far. In order to get money, you must have a labor force, not be one. Let's change that word from money to wealth. In order to have wealth, you must have a labor force, not be somebody else's. This is why I can boldly tell you that if you have $150,000, if you're a computer programmer, real estate, whatever it is, and it's a few of y'all on here. It's a few of y'all on here from real estate to all sorts of stuff. There's a few of you on here. If you are someone else's labor force and that's not your labor, you're poor. Because the moment you're unhealthy and can't be their labor force, they will remove you. The moment you get to a certain age and they say, we need a younger, faster, quicker labor force that I can pay cheaper because you keep getting these 2% raises and you've been here 27 years. Come on, somebody help me. I need a baby boom out there to know what I'm talking about. And Jerome, you just cost too much money. That young whippersnapper, he can do what you do, but do it at 80% less of the cost. And I'm so slick, you go train him. Go train your replacement. I'm going to find a different spot for you.
You know you're preaching, boy. You know you're preaching.
Come on, talk to me. You understand. I'm serious. I'm serious. I got 30 minutes to punch y'all in the face or inspire you, depending on which side of the fence you're on right now. Okay? Labor force. You're either someone else's labor or you're creating labor. Well, Antonio, you telling us to go out there and put them in your scent? Yeah, but I'm giving you half the money. That doesn't make you my labor. That makes me sharing my wealth. Is your darn employer giving you half of the company's profit? You see the difference? Now, if you can honestly sit up and tell me you got half of that government contract y'all just got, then you can hang up. But if they're not giving you half of sales, you're a slave. Let's repeat. Number one, you make $150,000 or something like that. And if you're not the Antonio Smith that's creating and generating $150,000 or something like that, you're not doing well. You're poor. They lied to you. You've been bamboozled. And you and I both know that if you really was to say out loud how you really feel about how much your money ends, before the month is over, you know I'm telling the truth. At $150,000 a year, you have to choose between gas and health insurance. It's the truth. I know this. I know it because I am not someone else's labor force. Number two, get a number, put a name on top of it, give it to someone who can make a phone call. Number three, edify who's about to make that phone call. Number four, you're either someone's labor force or you are the labor force. Number five is the explanation of number four. Please know, child labor or slavery, we would never, as a conscious capitalistic society, get rid of either one. Yes, I'll say it again, and that's wrong, but I ain't the one doing it. Slavery or child labor as a conscious, take consciousness out, as a capitalistic society, we would never get rid of either one. I said that before? Well, I think I said conscious capitalist, and I need to take conscious out of it. As a capitalistic society, we will always have child labor. And we will always, and I mean always, have slavery. You see them every day, but you have conditions on how you see them to make you go, oh, that's so good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all go to what we call hood stores. You see a 14-year-old taking your money. And then they go upstairs and go to sleep in the same building they just took your money. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between a corner store and a convenience store. A convenience store has public restrooms. A corner store does not. A corner store is only there to exploit the income, this disposable income of an impoverished neighborhood. Some of y'all just learned something today. A corner store has no public restroom. You just learned that. A corner store is there to rape and pillage your neighborhood. You should get it out of there as fast as possible. This is why you don't really see, you don't see corner stores in upscale neighborhoods. Stop playing. A corner store is there to exploit the dispendable income of a neighborhood or of a area. And you will frequently see slaves and child labor connected to that corner store. Slaves could be the crackhead outside asking for something, or the mere fact that if you want to buy some Mad Dog 2020, or if you want to get some drug paraphernalia, or if you're in a black neighborhood, they selling white tees. That don't even make no sense, y'all. Don't even make no sense that the corner store sells clothing. That don't even make no doggone sense. That is there as a slave force, slave labor. Why? Because you have expendable income and you're too addicted to whatever it is. And you don't know you're a slave. And then child labor. You go, oh, you got your kid working there. I wish my son would do that. Yeah, it's still child labor. It's just okay. Antonio, you being too hard, man. Okay. Every superpower on planet Earth became a superpower off child labor and slavery. And today, if I want slavery, I just set up a system to make you do something illegal so I can put you in jail, and now you're going to be my slave. Well, Antonio, not me, because I'm not going to work for free. You're right. In what neighborhood you're not going to work for free? I'm not working free for any neighborhood. Where you live at? Houston? Where at? By the HISD? Got you. I understand. And HISD need to pay me. I hear you. Oh, you did something illegal? Come on, come to jail. Where I'm going to jail at? Harris County. Hey, boss, can I be a trustee? Sure can. Go cut the grass for that HISD. I'm too woke. Since you didn't want to do it for free, come on, be a criminal, get back to slavery so I could go ahead and make you do it for free. Now, let's wake up. I'm talking about everybody here on this phone call. Every last one of y'all listen to me. Everything I just said describes you perfectly. Everything I said describes you perfectly. Doesn't sound like it, but watch this here. If you are not controlling your labor or using someone else's money to get out of your labor, you everything I just described. How dare you have an opportunity such as ATS Network of some fool and some pretty curly haired girl giving you 50% of everything you do, and you don't take advantage so you can go be somebody's slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I must admit to you that tonight's call had a double meaning. Follow the system, or follow the system is what I should have called it. I need you to know that I'm telling you either follow this system or keep following that system. Why y'all think I am literally, what Tippett say, loud? I'm always saying something woke, too woke. I don't never use my Tippett tone, Rakeem. I don't. You know, God wants you to be successful then. Oh, nope. Not doing it. Ain't my delivery. And how does that boy keep being here? How does he? Two reasons. For one, who you gonna tell? You gonna tell my boss? Who you gonna tell? who's gonna discipline me? That's number one. Not a bank, a lawyer. Who's gonna discipline me? No. That's number one. And two, the very folk you think that'll be mad at me for saying it is glad I'm saying it. Let me tell you something that you may not know. White people can't wait to tell me, Antonio, I am so glad. So, no, someone has to absolutely say this. Last thing I'll say. If you don't seize the opportunity in front of you, you tell the universe you're not ready for opportunity. If you keep walking over a penny in the street, you tell the universe, I don't want the $1 million on my way. I'm like Lisa Nichols. I ain't here to get on you, but I ain't letting you sit in that soil comfortable. I'm disrupting all of that. Set a sale, set a goal. All of you set a goal for 21 referrals a week. Just set that goal. You don't got to hit it. At least you got a target. At least you got a target. Set it. Hit it. Here's my definition of success. And I'll let Deanna make an announcement and then turn it back over to Tempest for her final words. Earl Nightingale, his definition of success. Actually, I'm going to butcher it, so I won't even try to say it. Let me tell you my definition of success. Anyone who sets a target, number one, it has three parts into it, one sentence, hits that target. That's number two. And then hits that target well. Anyone who sets a target, somebody should really put this in chat. This, okay, because this really changed my life when I understood this in 2008. Hits that target, because ain't no sense of you setting it if you ain't gonna put enough energy to hit it. Help me, somebody. And then hit the target well. That's the last lesson I heard to learn. Because you know what I was doing, Adonia? I was hitting my targets with a bad attitude. The universe was like, I'm not doing that for you. And when I do something from you, I'm going to make sure everybody try to take it from me. I just spoke to somebody. You don't get to hit a target and hit it while you abusing other people. Every action has the opposite equal reaction. It will come back. And you don't get to do the right things for the wrong reasons and expect to get a good harvest. You got to set a target, hit that target, and then hit it well. That's my definition of success. That's how I define success. Somebody, Tempest, get ready for your last thoughts, because I'm not going to say nothing after I say this here. Somebody on this call, you hear what the hell I'm saying. Your blood is boiling right now. Just rushing, just like for real. Like, you know what? Got doggone boy. Just tell me what my pastor told me today or something like that. One of y'all, you hear me. I'm going to make you a challenge. There's no reward for this challenge, but what the universe is going to do for you. I ain't got no jet to fly out to you. No money. No extra benefits. This is just for you. Challenge is, this week, go for 21. Doesn't matter if you hit it. Why doesn't it matter if you hit it? Go for it, and then do your very best to hit it, and then let the universe tell you why you can't hit it. And then adjust your plan. Don't get frustrated because you don't hit it. Let the universe tell you why you can't hit it. Oh, you can't hit it because you're just surrounded by a bunch of losers. I told Tibbs in 2017, Adonia, I learned a lesson. I learned that at 2016. When did I have that surgery, Tibbs? I had to have a cancer scare. I had a tumor this big on my left side. That's 16 or 17. That was 16. 2016, December 2016, I'm going to have surgery. And I told her in January 2017 recovery that I was literally dying for people who wouldn't even live for me. And if I ever survived that cancer scare, I would never do that again. I kept my word. Sure did. Do yourself a favor. Set 21. Go out there and hit it. When you don't hit it, or if you don't hit it, you didn't fail. The universe said, fantastic job, Maya. Here's what's wrong with your plan. Then try again next week. Somebody brought you to this call, or you brought yourself to this call. I personally want to see you successful. But please know, I only want 100,000 of you. I didn't say 7.8 billion millionaires. I never would. I can't save everybody. Who would be with you always? That's a fix. That ain't something I can control. It will always be poor people. Just like if you go up, it's always going to be a down. That's part of the system. I can't stop it. I only need 100,000 and I only need 9 per region to get there. Do yourself a favor. Get what you deserve. And go do greater things than this. Deanna, and then Tempest.
Along with the challenge of getting your 21, I wanted to remind you of reaching that goal by February 11, 2020. Last week, Antonio gave us that challenge, and I posted it in the chat. So if you want to copy and paste it, put it in your notes so you don't forget it. And also remember, no matter where anyone joins, that they automatically join your downline.
Tempest closes out with some of them fantastic. Clean it up. I done beat them up. Now you go ahead and clean it up.
I hope that you know you are enough to go get 21 and then go get another 21 and go get another 21. But I hope that you realize on this day at 9:36 p.m. Central Standard Time that you are enough and you are the perfect person for this opportunity. You are the perfect person for this opportunity just as you are. You don't have to become something that you're not. You don't have to wait until it gets better in your life. You are the perfect person. You are in the perfect place. The universe wants to use your perfect self to go get other people, to go create legacy for other people. Don't let doubt stop you. Don't let, oh, no one else in my family or no one else in my neighborhood has done anything like this. Maybe you are supposed to be the trailblazer, and there's no blueprint for that, but we're giving you a blueprint. Just write it down. But just recognize that you are enough, that God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, aligned you with this call, aligned you with this opportunity, because it's for you. It's for you to bring your family out of the situation that you're in. It's for you to create a legacy. It's for you to set an example for future generations. It's for you to get out of that system that Antonio was talking about. Someone is waiting for you to do it. Someone needs you to take a step so they know that it's okay to take a step. So take that step afraid, take it nervous, take it in the dark and not knowing what's coming next. Just do it because you're worth it. You deserve it, and you are enough for the mission. I remember Antonio told me this the first day that he met me. He told me that I was the one, and I was like, sir, what the hell are you talking about? I'm the one. Years later, I got it. So now I'm telling you all that you are the one. You are the chosen one for this season if you accept the challenge, if you take a leap of faith, if you think of 21 people or however many people, just write it down and just believe that the universe brought you to this call, brought you to this opportunity for a reason, not just to sit here, but to learn and make money and grow from it. So take a chance on yourself, give yourself permission to succeed, and have a great week. That's it, Antonio.
All right.
While you sitting on the couch looking like you so cool, I don't understand this 2020, Antonio.
I ate some swag, some carrot swag, No, it just happens to be comfortable. I don't even eat carrots. I don't like them because they're sweet. I don't like them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. You can unmute your mics and wish everybody well. Deanna's going to tell you to subscribe to my podcast. There's a whole bunch of free information there that's outside of what you get, so you should probably go get that. Thank y'all. Appreciate you. You can plant better. You can dominate. Go ahead and speak to everybody. We love y'all. Love you more, Phil.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, subscribe to Antonio's podcast, The Secret to Success. The link is in the chat. You definitely want to go there. He offers a lot of amazing things that you cannot find anywhere else. Definitely subscribe.
You should really be famous for every tear you've ever cried, for everything that's ever happened to you, for all the abuse you've ever been through, for the divorce you've ever been through. You should absolutely be famous for that. Yeah, that's how I think. As a matter of fact, that's how most of us great motivational speakers or platform speakers, we are. I speak over 400 times a year. I command over $40,000 a keynote. $40,000 a keynote. I can make $30,000 in 30 minutes. All because my story was one of tragedy. And I've learned how to take it to one of great wealth. I want to teach you that. I want to give to you free. No risk, no charge, no credit card needed. Free 20 hours of how to get famous for telling your story. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great. And you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have. It's not what you do. It's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to lead the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody that'll teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from the Elon Musk, How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was six, I was forced to learn how to make money, and now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy, I've homeschooled my own children, and I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is going to show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is going to give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's gonna teach you how to make 6 figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm gonna give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm gonna give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're gonna have in your life. And to be honest with you, you can kind of relate to this. It almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are gonna have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are gonna be watching this are gonna be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm gonna give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage what I'm talking about, well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.